We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be
capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 11th of June, 2011. It's good to have you with us once again. We're heading deeper and deeper into an economic crisis. And as we go deeper into this crisis, you would think that the federal government would actually try to take some kind of measures to curtail spending. Now, this is, of course, if we had a sensible government and they were trying to do the right thing by the people. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. And it seems like every day we get more and more examples of just the ridiculous, out-of-control spending that is going on. And, of course, we know about money. There really is no honest money system here in this country. There hasn't been since 1913 in the Federal Reserve Act that was passed at that point. But when the federal government spends money, what they're really doing is spending your labor, because what it does is it makes it harder for you, as they have to continue to inflate the money supply, and that steals money out of your pocket, money, quote-unquote, the medium of exchange, whatever you want to call money today, but this currency that we have that's constantly devaluing. Anyway, you have to work harder, and you're getting less. You're getting less for what you work for. So it's a form of thievery. It's a form of theft. And it might be easier to swallow, I guess, would be the way to say it, if it weren't for the fact that the things that they're spending money on are absolutely ridiculous and insane. Case in point, we get this out of Christopher Nefus of CNSNews.com. The fact that the government is now spending money on dope-smoking, menstruating monkey studies to the tune of $3.6 million of your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. This was just reported a couple of days ago. The National Institute on Drug Abuse, a division of the federal government's National Institutes of Health, has spent $3,634,807, so $3.6 million over the past decade, funding research that involves getting monkeys to smoke and drink drugs such as PCP, methamphetamine, heroin, and cocaine, and studying their behavior, including during different phases of the female monkey's menstrual cycles. I'm going to continue this on the other side of the break briefly. The Bilderbergers are also meeting. We'll touch upon that briefly. Lots to cover, folks. And in the second hour, we're going to be visiting with Pat Wood. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. And the call-in number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Before the break, we were talking about some of the spending programs of the federal government. You know, and you might think this is silly, ladies and gentlemen, because why would the federal government be spending money on studies for dope-smoking, menstruating monkeys to the tune of $3.6 million, but you never know when your monkey might become drug-addicted. And if your monkey's drug-addicted, you got to know how to deal with it, right? So anyway, they've spent $3,634,807 over the past decade. Now, spread out over a decade, I guess that's not that much when you consider the federal government and the pace at which they're spending money today. But this is just gives you an example of this is just one program. Listeners, how many other programs of things are we studying that are similar to this? So they say the study also uses interventions and treatment models for monkeys who have been taught to use drugs.
Now, I don't know if this is a problem. I mean, how many people are actually teaching monkeys how to use drugs? NIDA wins CNSNews.com's What Were They Smoking Award, symbolized by the golden hookah, for sponsoring an outrageous government spending program that sends taxpayer dollars up in smoke. Precursor research on drug-using monkeys, also funded by NIDA, discovered that after smoking cocaine monkeys, exhibited dilated pupils and slightly agitated and hyperactive behavior, which helped researchers conclude that the physiological effects of cocaine on monkeys were similar to those reported in studies on human subjects. Now, wouldn't we figure that that would be the case? But they've confirmed it. Your tax dollars at work. Anyway, they say, in yet another federally funded study of drug-taking monkeys, the monkeys were sometimes given trail mix after their daily experimental sessions. Back in 2001, the NIH gave $328,364 to a project called A Primate Model of Drug Abuse Intervention Strategies. Principal investigator for the project was Dr. Marilyn Carroll, professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Minnesota. The description of the grant published by NIH said, quote, goals of the proposed research are to use a rhesus monkey model of drug abuse to study factors affecting vulnerability to drug abuse and to evaluate behavioral pharmacological treatment interventions. Routes of administration that have been developed in this laboratory will include oral drug self-administering and smoking. Anyway, they go on from there. They say the use of non-drug reinforcers, such as behavioral treatment, will also be compared in male and female monkeys and during three phases of the menstrual cycle, said the description. Anyway, I'm not going to read this whole thing. They go on for quite some time, actually. It's a pretty lengthy article. But I just think it's important for you to know, once again, how your tax dollars are being spent as you folks are struggling to survive in this global economy. It's made us all so prosperous now that we're funding monkeys on drugs and how they operate. Anyway, speaking of money and speaking of insanity, we have the insane world leaders meeting right now. Today is evidently the last day of the annual Bilderberg conference, and they are meeting in Switzerland. And the American Free Press has been covering this. Now, they have a show here on Republic Broadcasting during the week, so you can check that out. But James Tucker is a guy who's been following the Bilderberg conferences, and he's been tracking them down for years, many, many years. And he writes in the American Free Press, as Bilderberg luminaries began gathering at their posh resort community, they were hopeful pushing their agenda, but the public exposure would not stifle their efforts. He says that they were kind of already, according to certain sources, they were already kind of grouchy. They were grumpy, I guess is the word he used, because they were saying it gets tougher and tougher to accomplish anything each year because of the people protesting and exposing everything that they're doing. That was Henry Kissinger says, what have we accomplished in recent years? Timothy Geithner made reference to the fact that they had to find another way of meeting at some point. Anyway, Jim Tucker writes, he says, international financiers expect outgoing U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates to continue globalist advances by maintaining a huge military deployment throughout the world and to defy the U.S. Constitution by not having Congress endorse America's endless wars. Breaking this law is a position dictated by Bilderberg leaders who want the United States to continue sending troops throughout the world to do their bloody bidding. Some news is bad for the Bilderberg boys on several fronts as public awareness, especially in Europe, continues to hamstring their efforts. Referring to the financial crises in Greece, Spain, and Portugal, Peter Osborne, wrote in the Irish Times of Dublin, quote, "Mercifully, we did not sign up to the single currency and are therefore completely independent of the common economic government imposed upon Eurozone countries by the European Central Bank." Europe's a mess, ladies and gentlemen. Europe, the model of world government, was supposed to be something that was coming together in a perfect orchestrated, you know, almost like an orchestra, playing together of different countries, a model of world government and how it should operate and can operate fluidly and without any problems, and certainly they've had nothing but problems. And as we'll see in a moment, you know, once again, the push for the North American community and the North American Union from north all the way down to Latin America goes forward in a major way today here in the United States. And all of the America, you're completely covering the West. But anyway, they go on to say, polls show that most Brits oppose surrendering national sovereignty to the European Union, although most of the Bilderberg-controlled leaders want to join. Greece's European Union Commissioner, Maria Damanaki, warned May 25th that the debt crisis threatens its use of the euro. She says, either we agree with our borrowers on a program of tough sacrifice or we return to the drachma. That's their currency over there. Her comments came as the Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou tried to persuade countrymen to accept EU-demanded cutbacks on social spending. Expanding the European Union into a continental superstate is a major goal of the Bilderberg, but several countries are considering opting out and rejecting the euro. Notably, nuclear power promotion is big with Bilderberg because it generates huge profits for these sons of and grandsons of smokestack industries that comprise part of Bilderberg. But interestingly, bad news has also come in that regard, and in the host country of Switzerland, as their cabinet there has called for the elimination of the country's five nuclear power reactors and for new energy sources to replace them. But this must be approved by Parliament. German officials have also announced that they are moving away from nuclear power. So we got this Bilderberg conference going on right now, and it's kind of interesting how the press has been really minimizing the fact that this is really a threat to the world, that these world leaders, you know, they try to play it up or play it down, like, oh, you know, all these conspiracy theorists out here on the Internet and alternative talk shows and stuff, they're just really drumming this thing up like these people, you know, there's just a bunch of old geezers getting together and talking about world affairs. You know, there's really nothing to see here. But Charlton Skelton, who is a reporter with The Guardian, he's one of the rare folks that actually made some kind of comment about the secrecy surrounding the whole thing. When he woke up and found that they had erected a fence blocking his view of the venue. He says, it seems I've spoke too soon about a chilled-out Swiss Bilderberg. He says that the happy proximity of cameras and conference had already been broken overnight by a long white security fence, which blocked our view of the venue. He says, no one seems to know who put it up. He says, and I'll skip down the rest of that paragraph in the interest of time. He says, when I describe what's going up as a security fence, what I actually mean is a privacy fence. It's a shower curtain, not a ring of steel. And, of course, by privacy, what I actually mean is shame. It's a shame fence, a massive white fence of embarrassment. Privacy is what the delegates get when they close the door of their conference hall. Privacy is the Chatham House agreement not to discuss in public what was discussed at the various presentations and seminars of Bilderberg. But this isn't privacy. It's hiding. It's a child hiding behind the curtains in case the monsters see it. And I find it weirdly infantile, oddly unconfident. Grown-ups, happy in what they're doing, unhappy. He says, they don't slide down in their car seats and slip through side doors. He says, you got the world's most powerful people sneaking around like a bunch of naughty kiddies. Naughty kiddies with Secret Service spotters on their hotel roof, and armed men on motorbikes flanking their limousines. All right, I'll finish this up when we come back, and then we'll move on to some other things. Lots to cover today, folks. I'm loaded for bear. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, for the break, we were talking about the Bilderberg Conference going on in Switzerland right now. And I was sharing with you a piece from The Guardian out of the UK. This reporter here, he was at evidently a hotel or something nearby, and he woke up and they had erected a fence blocking his view. And he's just commenting about really the irony of the whole situation, about how all these world leaders, you know, the governments of the world, the world leaders, the globalists, the people who are behind the push of this one world government, and the United Nations, they couch everything in terms of democracy, you know, implying, of course, I guess the word democracy is supposed to imply, that you folks have a voice in government, right? Now, of course, nothing could be further from the truth, and certainly constitutionally our government here in the United States is not a democracy, but we've abandoned the Constitution many, many years ago. And so they have morphed it into a democracy or a democratic type of government. But really what it is rule of the mob by the elitist. And really today that seems to come in the form of this oligarchical system, in my opinion. But anyway, he says regarding this fence that they erected, he says it's not a privacy fence. They're hiding behind this. They're behaving like a bunch of little naughty kids. Kids with Secret Service spotters on their hotel room and armed men on motorbikes flanking their limousines. He says, this is a bit about Bilderberg. Let's start this over. This is the bit about Bilderberg, he says, that I really don't get. He says, there's an old chestnut
Well, let's take another bite at it. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that Bilderberg benefits us all. The citizens of the world are made safer or happier or healthier or better off as a result of this meeting. Let's just say that the head of Deutsche Bank spends 4 days with the head of BP in order to improve our lives. Let's suppose, shall we, that the amiable hosts, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, and the Queen of the Netherlands, have the interests of the general public written in big red letters on the top of their conference agenda. Suppose all that. Then why the fence? Why do delegates fling themselves across the back seats of the limousines rather than be seen attending this helpful gathering? Why the blacked-out windows and the newspapers held in front of their faces? And why the big white fence? I don't get it. Why isn't Joseph Ackerman, the CEO of Deutsche Bank, waving benignly to the crowds? Why aren't there excited participants pausing at the hotel gates to speak to the invited press? Yes, thank you. We're hoping to solve Europe's financial crises this year. So, fingers crossed. Why are German plainclothes policemen following members of the public around the Swiss streets? Sorry, different question. Important, but different. Anyway, he brings up, a very good point. If it's so wonderful, why the secrecy? And really, folks, you can extend that to the rest of the entire globalist plan for world government. It's only in recent years has come out into the forefront. It's only been in recent years that they've come out and told the people about it. I remember the first time George Herbert Walker Bush mentioned on television the phrase New World Order. I almost fell through the floor. My jaw hit the floor. I couldn't believe he was actually saying that on TV. You know, and this is one of the things that Carol, what was his name? Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown. He wrote the book Tragedy and Hope. The name will come to me in just a moment. I'm blanking out. But anyway, it's one of the things that he had a problem with. He says, Carol Quigley, I'm sorry, that was his name, Carol Quigley. He wrote the book Tragedy and Hope. He was Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown. He was the guy that actually said that basically both parties should be exactly identical so that people could vote the rascals out and replace one with the other, and there would be no shifts in policy. And that's exactly what they've done today, by the way. But anyway, that was his big beef with the New World Order. He thought it was such a wonderful thing. He says, I just don't understand why they're not telling people about it. I don't understand why they're just not coming out and telling people about it. It's such a wonderful plan. Well, the fact of the matter is, if the people really understood the plan, they'd rise up. Even to this day, I think they would. The problem is the average person doesn't pay attention. The average person is too involved in entertainments, they're too involved in distractions, and the elitists have no shortage of things to distract people with, from politicians' anatomy parts, as we've seen in recent days, is this whole Bilderberg thing's going on, and what are people in the U.S. focused on? Wiener's wiener. How exciting. How fantastic to be thinking about this. And during the Clinton years, what did we think about? It was all about Bill Clinton's. I mean, how low in the gutter can you get here, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, this should not even be, you know, I mean, internal investigations, fine. You know what? And I'm not saying the guy did anything right, but, you know, you get down to the brass tacks on all this stuff, down to the bottom line, I'll bet you the vast majority of Congress is the same way. They're probably all doing something similar, or not all, but most of them. Didn't Barney Frank had a male prostitution ring? Didn't he have that running out of his office? You don't hear anything about that. All right, I'm at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. Much more to come. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. I'm going to try to hurry along here and try to cut my chatter down to a minimum here in the interest of getting down to the bare. Well, we got a lot to cover, a lot of ground to cover here. I was talking earlier about the Bilderberg thing, and it's kind of interesting. You go back to February of this year, Bush, George W. Bush was actually, he actually canceled the trip over there to Switzerland because they were actually threatening. They were talking about arresting him. Most of you might recall that he came out with an autobiography where he admitted approving of the use of waterboarding on detainees at Guantanamo. And so they were going to arrest him for war crimes, and now there are people that are actually talking about, certain folks are reporting in the alternative media that there is a move toward trying to arrest Henry Kissinger at this conference. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know, but that's what's being reported. But we do know this from the local media there, that there is an Italian lawmaker who was actually tried to get into this Bilderberg conference, and he was actually roughed up by the security guards. They say in this publication called The Local, Italian MEP Mario Borghezio was reportedly given a bloody nose on Thursday as he attempted to sneak into the secretive Bilderberg conference in St. Moritz. Borghezio, a right-wing Italian party, Lega Nord, was reportedly with another Italian as he attempted to infiltrate the luxury Cervetta House Hotel where the conference is taking place. He was blocked by guards from the security firm Securitas,
who then called in the Swiss police, and after having their identities checked, the two Italians were told they could not enter the building. But according to the Italian news agency, ANSA, Borghezio's nose was bloody during the altercation with the security guards. He told the agency he intends to press charges. Swiss police spokesman Thomas Hobai said, "We don't comment on the work of private security firms," before adding that the police was not at liberty to even confirm the identities of the two men because of data protection laws. So anyway, there's that going on as well. Moving along here from the Bilderberg situation, I mentioned earlier regarding the European Union, the mess that the European Union is in economically, and this is going on, and we've had Bob Chapman on the program numerous times, and he's kind of predicting, I think, that the European Union is going to pretty much fall apart. And you could see that happening, and I don't know if that's going to happen or not. We'll just have to wait and see, but it certainly isn't in very good shape. It certainly doesn't seem to be going according to plan. But now we're going to take this failed concept and apply it to the West. The North American Union that was much talked about right around, 2005, I guess it was. Hard to believe it's been that long now. When we first started hearing about this in a major way. Now, of course, there are many that we're talking about, that we're talking about the North American Union for many years prior to that point. But I think it was 2005 that the Council on Foreign Relations came out with their document, Building a North American Community, the report of the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America. And it finally started to get some major mainstream coverage, as well as the alternative media behind the scenes. But this concept hasn't fallen by the wayside, folks. It's continuing to this day. They're continuing to build it. Dana Gabriel writes, "While few details have emerged surrounding talks between the U.S. and Canada on a North American security perimeter, there is little doubt that deeper military integration between both countries will play an important part of any such deal. Plans for a common security perimeter have renewed calls to expand the NORAD bilateral air defense model to include ground and naval forces. There are also efforts to increase security cooperation in the Arctic and further integrate military command structures. As part of the Tri-Command vision, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, United States Northern Command, U.S. NORTHCOM, and Canada Command are working closer together in the defense and security of North America. Moving forward, the Tri-Command strategic goals are to, quote, improve unity of effort with each other and with our respective mission partners, develop a culture of continuous collaboration and cooperation in planning, executing, training, information management, and innovation, enhance intelligence and information sharing and fusion." That's the end of that quote. "In order to better achieve these objectives, the command shall develop and share comprehensive situational awareness and a command operating picture, and must strive to interact seamlessly with each other and with our respective civil authorities, non-governmental organizations, and other mission partners. The Tri-Command is part of efforts to merge the three commands into one," she says. She continues and says, in his report, "Now for the Hard Part, A User's Guide to Renewing the Canadian-American Partnership, Colin Robertson, Vice President and Senior Research Fellow at the Canadian Defense and Foreign Affairs Institute, outlines a plan of action for future bilateral relations. With respect to a common security perimeter deal, what it might look like, he proposed, quote, start by extending to our land and sea environments the interoperability that our Air Force already enjoys through NORAD. It will require our forces in Canada Command to match their current cross-service jointness with those of American forces employed in Northern Command." Robertson added, "A security perimeter will also go some distance to resolving the remaining disputes and the shared challenges around stewardship, sovereignty, and surveillance of the Northwest Passage and the activities of foreign ships and submarines in Arctic waters," unquote. In a prelude to what joint security in Arctic might look like in the Arctic, last year's Operation Namnook, an annual Canadian Forces sovereignty exercise included military participation from U.S. and Denmark. And the report, From Vision to Action, Advancing the Canada-United States Partnership, the Canadian Council of Chief Executives issued a wide range of proposals as part of the public consultation process regarding negotiations on trade and perimeter security agreement. This included recommendations concerning NORAD, as well as a shared Arctic security. In the section titled Extending the NORAD Model of Bilateral Engagement, the CCCE emphasized that, quote, Canada and the United States should extend existing binational air perimeter defense arrangements under the North American Aerospace Defense Command to incorporate what is already an increasing maritime interoperability. You see, what they do, ladies and gentlemen, all the time, constantly, they lay the foundation, all the while calling anybody who calls it what it really is, integration, this is what they say it is, integration. Look up integration in a dictionary and you find pieces coming together to form a whole. Okay? That's what they call it. And we see this going on right before our eyes, and we call it what it is. They are merging the countries together to form the Western Union. Okay? Whatever they call, whether they call it the North American Partnership or ultimately the Free Trade Area of the Americas when it's extended to the Latin American countries, Central and Latin America, South America. The point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the goal. This is the plan. And this has been the plan all along. And they've never backed away from it. They've never changed course. Whenever they get any opposition, they take a step backwards, but they always take two steps forward. This is why everyone needs to wake up and realize what's going on here. This is why I'm glad we finally have some people out there that are waking up and starting to see this thing for what it is. And make no mistake, folks, people are waking up in droves. In droves. And that's why it's important to talk to your friends and neighbors. If they don't receive you, if they call you a kook, or if they call you a know-it-all, then move on to somebody else. Talk to the folks that will listen. We don't have time to waste on people that don't want to know. And that's just the way it is, as I see it. But certainly, she says, in April of this year, the U.S. Department of Defense released the Unified Command Plan 2011, which updated, quote, geographic areas of responsibility for commanders of combatant operations, combatant commands. The adjustment brought about shifting areas of responsibility boundaries in the Arctic region to leverage long-standing relationships and improve unity of effort. As a result of this realignment, responsibility for the Arctic region is now shared between U.S. EUCOM and U.S. NORTHCOM. The change to the Unified Command Plan reflects the growing importance of the Arctic. With the move, U.S. NORTHCOM has been given the responsibility to advocate for Arctic capabilities. This is significant considering its partnership with CanadaCom as well as NORAD and will facilitate with the development of the integrated Arctic security framework. She goes on for a couple more paragraphs. I'm not going to finish this up. If you want to read this whole thing, it's up on the republicbroadcasting.org website. Some of you may have already read it. I thought it was important to cover. I think it's important to realize none of these plans they back away from. That's why liberty requires eternal vigilance. We have to be paying attention all the time. And we need to make our state and local officials aware of what's going on here, including with regard to the China situation. And we'll cover that later on in the show. Lots going on that front as well. Here we see from the Hill, GOP chairman joust for TSA jurisdiction. I predicted on this program back when the whole story broke about the United States. You remember back when, I think it was December of last year. I don't know, it might have been the year before now. It's just amazing how fast time flies. I can't keep track of one day from the other. to be honest with you. But we had this, what I believe it was an engineered terrorist attack. This guy, Abdulmutallab, tried to blow his underpants up on a flight. And we had the attorneys that were on that flight on the show. We talked about that, the Haskells, and how they saw a sharp-dressed man trying to get this guy on the flight. He didn't have the necessary paperwork to get on the flight, but they let him on anyway because this sharp-dressed man was there to help him get on the flight. And nobody has ever investigated that, as far as I know. That's why the Haskells were out screaming and yelling about this. Hey, you know, pull the tape. View the tape. Let's see this guy. Substantiate or dispute our story. And to my knowledge, I still don't think to this day anybody has ever done that. I'm sure we would have heard about it. So there's really never been an investigation into that whole thing. Why? Well, in my thinking, it was an orchestrated terrorist attack for the purpose of getting these naked body scanners in at the airport, because Michael Chertoff, the son of the devil himself, he's making a lot of money off of this stuff. And I'm sure other people are making a lot of money off of this stuff. And certainly they want to be able to scan folks, light you up with radiation. They're going to, the plan is, in my thinking, and they've already made movements in this direction, to put these things up at malls, certainly bus stations, train stations, subways, anywhere you go. You're going to be lit up with radiation. And you're going to have ogling TSA agents or whatever federal agency there happens to be there seeing you naked, seeing the details of your body parts and your children and your wife. And this certainly is the sincerest example of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. But I made the prediction at the time, back when this was going on, that I thought the possibility, there was a real possibility where this ultimately was going. Because if you remember, there was a lot of outrage that was being generated at the Transportation Security Administration, that agency. And I made the prediction that it looks to me like what they're doing is making the Hegelian dialectical argument, the case, for privatization. Now, The Hill says, two Republican committee chairmen seem to be engaged in a turf war over jurisdiction of the Transportation Security Administration. The tussle between Representatives John Mica of Florida, chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and Pete King, a Republican from New York, chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, was evident in a vote last week on TSA's airport screenings. Because the airport checks are carried by the Homeland Security Department, oversight of the TSA falls to King's committee, making it the lone transportation agency Mica doesn't have jurisdiction over. Mica put forward an amendment last week that could change that. His amendment to cut $270 million from TSA's budget for airport security screeners passed on a close vote of 219 to 204, with King voting against it. If Michael's provision became law, now listen to this, folks, if his provision became law, TSA would be required to hire private companies to perform airport screenings. With the Homeland Security Department out of the picture, Mica could argue that oversight of the TSA is a matter for his committee, not King's. So, just as I predicted on this very program, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know that that's yet going to be the direction this heads. But can you imagine private security companies being responsible for your airport screening? It's bad enough having government agencies do it. But having, let's think Blackwater for a minute. With all of their hideous things that they've done, let's think about, what was that other company where they were actually taking vodka shots out of each other's backsides in the Middle East and some of these other countries? Yeah, get those guys in there
to stare at you naked and oogle your wife and fondle you. Now, there's a solution for us all. But privatization is really what the future of this whole reinventing government, and they're doing it now on a state level here in Michigan as well. And if they're not doing it at your state, well, I guarantee you they are. They're doing it everywhere. On every level of government, it's coming. It's called reinventing government. And it sounds good on the surface. We're going to reinvent government. We're going to privatize things because private companies know how to handle things better than government. But what you do is you actually eliminate any accountability whatsoever. All right, we've got to take the break. We're going to be away for a few minutes. Stay with us. Much more to come. Top of the hour, we're going to be visiting, hopefully, with Pat Wood. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the Homeland Security nonsense that's going on constantly. And I wanted to come back to something that we also had here reported this past week as well. It's actually some good news for a change, and I think it's worthy of mentioning here. I think this really speaks to our effectiveness, and when I say our, I say, you know, those of us in the alternative media. And, you know, people, when all of this, you recall back not too long ago, they came out with this report, a number of different assaults upon our Patriot effort and various other groups as well are right calling us right-wing radicals and that we're a threat to Homeland Security, and we have a lot of those documents up on the website at governamerica.com. But that being said, now the Homeland Security Department, according to the Washington Post, is starting to back away from some of this stuff, I think because there's been a major, major outcry against it. Now, when I say they're backing away, what I mean is that they're at least trying to appear like they're backing away. They're trying to, you know, it's a whole thing's a political process. If they tip off the American people that the American people are really the enemy, that the American people might just rise up against them. And I think really that's what's happened. Washington Times says the Department of Homeland Security has stepped back for the past 2 years from conducting its own intelligence and analysis of homegrown extremism, according to current and former department officials, even though law enforcement and civil rights experts have warned of rising extremist threats. The department has cut the number of personnel studying domestic terrorism unrelated to Islam, canceled numerous state and local law enforcement briefings, and held up dissemination of nearly a dozen reports on extremist groups, the officials and others said. Now, who's an extremist, ladies and gentlemen? Well, that's kind of in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? How do we ever get by the way, without all of these programs? You know, it seems to me if you people in the federal government are really that worried about radicalizing people, maybe you should change your ways. Who is really the extremists out here? We just want to be left alone. The vast majority of the American people just want to live their lives without being terrorized by you creeps. Okay? So back off, bucko. If you're worried about radicalizing people, leave people alone. You know, since we've been in the Middle East fighting these nonsensical wars, how many people have we radicalized over there? Because when I don't know about you folks, but if my country's invaded, I tend to want to defend it. Well, that's the way those people over there think. That's not to say that some people might not actually might have been radical anyway. Okay, I'll give you that. But the vast majority of the terrorism today is either natural blowback from the policies that this government has implemented in the name of creating a new world order and neutralizing governments that won't go along with the program, or actually directly funding it through our intelligence agencies. All right, I'm at the end of this hour. I got more to say on this. Maybe we'll cover this in the last hour of the show. Hopefully, if things go as planned, we got Pat Wood waiting in the wings. We'll talk to him in the second hour. We're going to cover a lot of this financial information. There's a lot of things to deal with. Pat Wood, of course, has the August forecast. AugustForecast.com and AugustReview.com. They're linked up at our website. You can go there and get his stuff. So hour number two is about to begin here on Govern America, here on RBN. Stay with us.